Our scripture this morning is John 6, verses 24 through 40, and it can be found on page 1656 in your pew Bibles. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I will tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." When they asked him, "What must we do? What must we do to the works of that the works of God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, and it is written, he gave them bread from the heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who is giving you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread from God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall but raise them up to the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Where do we start? Wow. Seems like we've been a couple of weeks here. We've been trying to get through the feeding of the 5,000. And now along the way there, we keep running into this crowd. And this crowd seems to keep following Jesus around. Now, if we'd have read the story about Jesus walking on the water and in the storm, You'd learn that after Jesus had sent the disciples out, there was a storm. Well, they were crashing around on the storm, and all of a sudden Jesus is walking out to them, and they think it's a ghost until he speaks to them. Well, then he gets in the boat. And the scriptures, if you actually read it, says the boat immediately got to the other shore. They ended up in Capernaum. Well, the crowd was confused on this because they thought when the disciples left, they were on their way there. They're going to rush around. They're going to beat him there. But they knew Jesus went up on the mountain. But they were following the crowd. The crowd was following the disciples. So they get over there. And all of a sudden, they see Jesus is there. That's why they're surprised. They're saying, "Wow, how did you get here?" But today I wanted to talk to you about a little bit about the crowd and their mindset and their attitudes, because they're kind of clueless. And it talks to us every time we read about Jesus and we got a crowd following, the crowd gets there and they're just not on the same page. You ever been there? I've had congregations that seem like that. They're not on the same page as I am. But I often sing the wrong verse or I'm on the wrong page anyway, so I thought this morning we'd look at that. So Jesus, he performs this miracle, he feeds the crowd, and so the crowd, they receive this food, they eat this wonderful meal, they see these all these signs, and they go home. No, they don't go home. They want more, don't they? So then they go in search of Jesus. Because they want to take hold of him and make him a king. So they're on this king-making frenzy. And Jesus, he's not going to have anything to do with it. So he's quiet, exits stage left. He's out of there. He heads to the mountain to talk to his father, sends the disciples on their way. The crowd's a bit confused, but they think it's, we're going to go after him anyway. So when he gets on the other side, and they start to question him, he says, when did you get here? And how did you know to look for me? Why are you here? We want more bread. They want another miracle. They're not satisfied. We have the same problem sometimes. We're blind. We're not satisfied with what God has given to us. Or we remember that he gave it to us, but we can't remember where to find it. I got a problem. I don't know how many times my beautiful wife has told me, I go looking for something in the refrigerator. It's right in front of your nose. Who's heard that before? Open the cupboard door. Come on, guys. I know you've all heard this from your wives. Raise your hands. It's right in front of your nose. It's in the cupboard. It's on the wrong shelf, or somebody changed the packaging. You know, it's the wrong color. It's right there. I actually got to say that to my wife the other day. It was fantastic. I don't often get to do that. Although the other day she sent me to the grocery store. So I go down to the grocery store. I'm supposed to get bread and some other items. So I get down to there. So I go to Susquehanna. I go down in the Snyder's Market down there. And before the pandemic, I used to be able to walk in there and one of the cashiers just goes look at me. She says, what do you need today? And I'd hand her Bonnie's list and she'd go get it and I'd meet her at the register. You can't do that after the pandemic. They won't do that anymore. So you have to go find it yourself. So I'm going first time on my list, I'm going to look for bread. So I'm going to the bread aisle. Do you know that bread aisle's 25 foot long? It's 7 shelves high. And it's full. I couldn't hardly believe it. And the bread I was looking for wasn't on the first shelf. Oh, no, it's not even in the first department. First department is all the sweet bread, you know, cupcakes, Twinkies, donuts, all the good stuff. Probably bad for you. Then you go to the next section. You think the bread's there, not there? Nah, it's not there. No, because then we got the rolls. We got to have hamburger rolls, hot dog rolls, you know, hoagie rolls, all them kind of rolls. Or the buns. You got a bun section where all the buns are, too. And then you got the fancy roll section. You know, the kind of roll she uses when she makes a special dinner or something. So now we've covered about 20 foot of this aisle. We finally get to the bread, and the first bread you see, you got 12 grain, 9 grain, 8 grain bread. I finally get to the Wonder Bread. That can't have any grains in it at all, does it? Then I got to thinking about my scripture this morning. I'm thinking, maybe that's what the crowd was looking for, that Wonder Bread. Well, they mentioned the manna that they got from Moses. Maybe manna and Wonder Bread were made out of the same thing. Nah, probably not. So anyway, by the time I finally find the bread I'm set to get, I get the bread, I'm doing good. I go check out, I go home. Guess what? I got home. I forgot the other items. Wasn't good. There was way too many choices. And I got thinking about that, and the crowd had the same problem. They were blinded by the same thing. They were there. They got fed. And the Bible tells us that after while he had the crowd sit down and while they fed him, and then he began to teach them. And they missed it. They were blinded by the bread, by the miracle that happened. Doesn't it happen to all of us? They missed it. What blinds us? It's because maybe we have too many choices. Why do we miss the words that he has given to us? Seems like we're always searching for the wrong things, doesn't it? Or when we do find something, it ends up being a surprise. I mean, I was surprised when I went to the grocery store and looked at that aisle and noticed this whole roll of bread. And it's like, holy crow, I didn't know there had not so many breads. People come to church, and depending on which church, which religion they believe in, they come to church, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, that isn't what the last church believed when I was there. Or they had a different ritual. Sometimes we have too many choices. Think about it. So now if you come in here, you expect all the Presbyterian stuff to happen. Well, that ain't happened most of Sundays. But go to a Baptist church or maybe a Methodist church or a Catholic church. They all have their own rituals that they go by. And we get confused by it because, believe it or not, we all have the same mission, the same goal, is to believe in Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They're all three are in one. But sometimes we have too many choices. We have all this other stuff going in our head. Maybe we get stuck in the past of what we were taught in the past, and maybe that wasn't correct. Because maybe our forefathers missed the past, just like in the Jews. When Jesus is there, he's teaching them, and they missed it altogether. He reminds them when he says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that's from God. Bread. Wonder bread. That's what we're all looking for. The people were there, they're looking for wonder bread. They're looking for more manna. They're looking for another great big excitement thing. And what happens? They don't get it. They don't understand that Jesus is already there. They already have the wonder bread, the bread of life. He is present with them at that very moment. And they missed it. They missed knowing that God is present with them. They missed knowing that he was the bread of life. He's the bread that gives eternal life. We're going to take communion here today. And when we do, I want you to make sure that you understand that this isn't wonder bread. This wine that we partake of, this grape juice or whatever they put in a cup today, is not actually blood. But it brings us to understand the words that God has given to us. For the things that we know. For we know that he came to die for us so that we might have salvation, so we might have eternal life. So we might know that he is the bread of life. The more I thought about Wonder Bread this morning, I got to thinking, I thought, there's a song that we used to sing. And I thought, I need to just read the words to it before we sing it this morning. The song was, His Name is Wonderful. Listen to these words real close. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. For he is the mighty King, the master of everything. His name is wonderful. And Jesus, my Lord. For he's the great shepherd.
He's the rock of all ages, and Almighty God is he. Bow down before him, love and adore him, for his name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. So the prophet Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the only name given unto a man whereby a man can and will be saved. For Scripture says that he has given a name that is high above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know how we do that? If you've been in Sunday school class this morning, Bonnie was leading us in how to come to know Christ. We need to get on our knees and confess our sins. Ask for forgiveness from our heart. Then be able to raise our hands and praise him. That's what we need to do. So I'm going to ask Linda to come up and play for us. We're going to sing His Name is Wonderful together as we prepare for communion.